About 2 dozen members of the Green Party stood outside the venue, pounding on the glass doors and walls. The noise was clearly a distraction for incumbent Senator Michael Bennett and El Paso County Commissioner Daryl Glenn. Here's moderator Kyle Clark.
Some folks are exercising free speech outside by using the building as a bass drum.
To be invited, a candidate needed 10% support in 2 independent polls. None of the third party or unaffiliated candidates reached that threshold. The first question was for Glenn and why he's gone from supporting Donald Trump to calling for him to drop out of the race to suggesting that he would still back Trump following the release of lewd comments against women.
We should never disrespect women. I grew up in a family with domestic violence.
But Glenn says he also believes in repentance and seeing what's inside someone's heart. He says Trump is a member of the Republican family.
What I'm trying to show him is grace.
But for now, Glenn clarified that he's not supporting him.
I have absolutely suspended my endorsement.
Glenn added that Democratic incumbent Senator Michael Bennett is hypocritical for not criticizing Hillary Clinton's mistakes, such as using a private email server and calling some of Trump's supporters deplorables.
I didn't have to because she said she was wrong. She apologized immediately, and it was a sincere.
You know what leadership is, ladies and gentlemen? Leadership is you don't need to take a poll. You don't need to wait.
During the hour-long debate, Bennett defended some of his decisions in office, including his support for the Iran nuclear deal. He says it was the right vote, but tough politically.
And I was voting yes on the deal that I think has made the United States more secure, has made our allies Israel more secure. We are trying to face down the Iranian conventional threat in the region, which is extremely dangerous.
He says he also supports the Affordable Care Act, despite rising health care costs and premiums for many Colorado families. He advocated for more transparency and competition.
I believed back when we passed this the first time that we should have a public option for our people to be able to choose from if they want that, and I still believe that.
It's a stark difference from Glenn, who says he wants to repeal Obamacare and replace it with competition across state lines and encourage market growth. But on one issue, Glenn did come closer to Bennett's opinion. He reversed his stance on banning all Muslims from entering the United States. Glenn now says a religious test is too broad.
I do not support blanket bans.
And then it was time for closing statements, starting with Senator Bennett.
What I want is a politics that's worthy of the aspirations we have for our kids and our grandkids. That's an example I've tried to set in the first term that I've been your senator. It's what I will continue to do if you give me that privilege.
And here's Glenn.
Service is my life. I'm a man of faith. And I learned the fact that when I was out there talking to you, that trust has been broken. And I want you to understand, and I'm asking you for your vote, because you can trust me, because I'm going to actually sit down and talk to you and go represent you.
For a purple swing state, this race was expected to be close nationally, but it's been quiet, and Bennett has a sizable lead in polls. Glenn doesn't have strong statewide name recognition and has raised a fraction of the amount of money compared to Bennett, who is running for his second term. Bennett was appointed to office by former Governor Bill Ritter and won a narrow victory against Republican Ken Buck in 2010. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.